Good morning. It's 8:30 a.m. on Monday, April the 4th, 2016. Today is the inaugural review on Peer Reviewed, the review blog that I've started. Today is Aaron Hartshorne's Bodyguard of Lies. I get to be the inaugural reviewer, but of the 26 titles I have scheduled so far, that's the only one I've reviewed. I started the site so that I'd have a place to post reviews that weren't things that I would normally recommend to Nathan Lowell readers. I've mentioned Bodyguard of Lies here on the podcast before. It's really an interesting title. It's a really interesting book. And I know Erin because she's one of the regulars on the CIFA forums chat. So I talk to her quite frequently. She didn't ask me to review it. I just, it happened to be the last book I had read when I started the site last month, so. Yeah, I've been collecting reviews for a couple weeks. I've got 26 titles. And if you go to nathanlowell.com/reviews, you'll find Peer Reviewed, the blog of writers, writers writing about reading or something, I forget. Writers on reading or whatever. So the rationale is that we need a place for indies to find reviews, to put reviews, so the people who are looking for good indie reading can find it, and eventually I hope that perhaps we'll have some following on the blog, and in a way that doesn't take a great deal of my time away from writing. I did write over the weekend, I worked a milk run over the weekend, still haven't quite cracked the 10,000 mark, but the alarm's going to go off here shortly, and when it does, I need to be pounding keys. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that works out. I don't know. One day at a time. So the kid is back from her New York City trip. She was exhausted. She slept pretty much all weekend long. She had a great time. Nothing like seeing Les Mis on Broadway, with the Broadway cast in the Broadway theater. She got to go to the Radio City Music Hall. She got to go see some of the cast from Hamilton. She had a ball. And now she doesn't want to go back to school. I really can't blame her. I wouldn't want to go back to school either. Also, we'll have a regular, my first regular contribution to the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog this week on Friday. Be talking about fraud spotting, which is basically what I talked about when I was talking about Yog's Law here the other day. I've got one column a month, and I'm going to talk about indie publishing. And trying to fix some of the misconceptions about indie publishing, what indie publishing is, how it works. Oh, and also this Friday I'll be going to Denver to be on the panel for the Public Library Association on dealing with indies in the library. I still have the questions that they sent, I'm still thinking that they were sort of trolling us. Because they're really kind of, even the questions for other librarians, they're kind of like, really? I don't know. It's all a little bit squirrely. So I gotta get a haircut between now and then, and maybe get my suit cleaned and go hang out with some librarians on Friday, at least in the afternoon. I've got to be at the room by 3 o'clock, even though the session doesn't start till 4, which means I need to be in Denver probably no later than 2 o'clock, which means I need to leave here noonish to get down and find a place to park near the Civic Center and get into town and get to the Civic Center and get to the registration and get the badge that will allow me to attend the one the one panel. So yeah, that's gonna be it should be fun. It's kind of a pain in the butt, a long way to go for a 1 hour panel, but it's a great opportunity to get in front of a bunch of librarians and sort of help them understand the indie landscape from a perspective that is not colored by the traditional publishing narrative. There was a Stephen Fry quote this morning, and I found it this morning, I don't know when it was posted, it might have been yesterday. Passive voice, the passive guy has it. A post about the Kindle threatening books. Kindle doesn't threaten books any more than elevators threaten stairs. And of course stairs don't have a $1 billion a year industry lobbying against elevators, so there's that to be considered as well. So that's what I'm up to. That's what I'm doing. I need to crack the 10,000 mark on Milk Run today so I can do 5K tomorrow. Get into the 5K groove. Guys, I really need to get this book out. I want to get this book out. I want to get this book out of my head and moved along so that I can move back to getting to Fire Called. And I can't do to Fire Called until I get Milk Run done, because I need to know what the landscape looks like from the inside. It's an interesting challenge for me to try to deal with this, because typically I have Ishmael be the outsider. And in this case, Pip will be the insider, because Pip. But I also need to know more about the actual working of it. And the best way to do that is to have Natalia, whose father actually took her to Toehold Space and started her connections with Toehold Space by giving her a scoutship for taking to school. And so this whole idea of she has Zoya with her, who does not have the connection. So Zoya is the outsider, while the main POV is Natalia, who knows all this stuff and has to constantly be dealing with Zoya, who has the idea that they're all going to be on the Group W bench. Sometimes this week I have to go back to the bank and get Durandus Limited registered with the state and get the company set up. That's going to happen probably this week, certainly before I get the next book out, certainly before I register any new titles. We'll see how that works out. So here I am at it east. It's a beautiful sunny morning. The birds are chirping. It's a little bit of a breeze blowing. It's not blowing right here. I've got the protection of the fence to the north, kind of breaking the wind for me. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, over the weekend my legs were saying, "What are you doing?" Monk post. The thigh muscle problems that I was having on Friday, they just didn't go away. My thighs felt tired and burny right through Saturday. Of course, it didn't help that I had to go mow the lawn on Saturday because we call the lawn people and they won't be able to start service until the 27th. And the lawn is growing. It's green. It's quite lovely. And there were a few pieces of grass that were out of line, so I had to go mow the lawn. And then Sunday, every time I would go up and down the stairs, my calves would cramp up. My right one is talking to me already this morning, but I'm trying to take it easy, trying to stretch it out a little bit. So, we'll see how this works out. Big week this week. Oh my gosh, I really hadn't considered just how much stuff was going to happen this week. I need to go home and get some breakfast because I'm hungry. Yes, I am. I am hungry. I was in a hurry to get back home from dropping the kid because I wanted to get the walk in before the 9 o'clock alarm goes off. I should be in good shape. I should be fine. I should be within 10 minutes of... Good morning. I should be within 10 minutes of the alarm going off by the time I get back. Because it very rarely takes more than 20 minutes for this last mile. I've been a couple of 19-minute days. I need to get it down under 19 minutes just because... That's where the real health benefit starts up, is under 19-minute walking mile, the aerobic benefit. But I got to get back in shape. I'm not gonna push it until I've got, you know, some good miles behind me here. And I haven't missed that many days. I went through and updated my calendar. And, you know, 4 days, take a day, 4 days, take a day. It's been much more regular for the last couple of weeks. I'm going to try to make it even more regular. Maybe I'll take the weekends off. I don't know. Weekends are tough because I don't want to get up, number one. Number two, I don't have to get up. Number three, I have to use the back door because opening the garage door while everybody's still asleep is kind of rude. So I will deal with that. But this summer, I won't have to take the kid to school. I'll be able to go out at sunrise, and I will probably use the back gate, just because using the back gate means I can get out and get back before anybody else gets up. So I can go out and get back before I get too involved in anything else in the morning, like writing. Now, I also have to prepay next year's estimated taxes. I hope I've got enough money. I've got enough money, it's just I have to make sure it's in the right account. hearing a train whistle, which is unusual. I don't usually, the air is still enough that I can hear the train. The nearest trail track is like 3 miles away, but this is probably closer to 5 miles away. I can still hear it. So the air is pretty still if sound is carrying that well. It's definitely a spring morning, gosh. Oh my Lord. It's beautiful. Deep blue sky right overhead. Few scattered clouds off to the east. I'm not seeing any clouds anywhere else. The delicate sounds of road construction. What are they building? Are they building the through street? Well, they're working on the end of the street here anyway. It may be working on the through street. So yeah, I'm going to have a regular opportunity to talk about indie publishing to an organization, the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, that is really still heavily oriented toward traditional publishing as being real publishing and indie publishing being the other. I don't know if I mentioned this yet, but I did get shortlisted for the Independent Writer of the Year Award from Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, along with two other people. Should be interesting. The two other people are both very much into the indie publishing scene. I don't know if that means people are going to read my book or not, but the fans voting opens in May. The membership gets to vote on who's going to be the Independent Writer of the Year. So it's an interesting process. This will be the only year that I apply, probably be the only year I apply for the award, because I volunteered to be a judge for next year. I'm already collecting titles. So far this year, there have only been 5 titles that I can find that are eligible. There are several titles that have their publication date shifted to 2016, but have reviews from 2012, even 2008. It's like, no, those books were published before. Those books are not in the running, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. So, anyway, I made it. Here I am. Is it 8:50? It is. It's 8:50. So my 20-minute mark was good. Whew. And here I am at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.